This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. A nurse has been fired and an investigation is being launched after a dying Indigenous woman was taunted in a Quebec hospital. As Dan Karpinchuk reports, before her death, the woman took a video of herself pleading for help.
Joyce Etchequan had gone to the hospital in Joliet, northeast of Montreal, complaining about stomach pains. Before her death, she filmed herself from her hospital bed. The video showed she was in distress and pleading for help. It also showed two female hospital staff coming into her room and making insulting comments. One says she's stupid as hell and that she's only good for sex and better off dead. That video, after going online, sparked widespread anger. It also led to an appeal from Ghislaine Picard of the Assembly of First Nations to call on the Quebec government to address a culture of racism.
In that video, you can clearly hear the nurses insulting Joyce because she is Atikamekw, because she is Indigenous. We recognize the filthy prejudices that continue to exist today.
Picard says a coroner's inquest won't change anything about the racism displayed by the nurses. He says it's a question of attitude and culture, and discrimination in public services is still far too prevalent. The Premier of Quebec offered his condolences to the family and confirmed that a nurse had been fired. He acknowledged that racism exists in Quebec. He added that what happened is unacceptable. He said there would be two inquiries, one from the coroner, another from the Regional Health Authority. For National Native News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk.
A tribe in southeast Alaska has won permanent protection of a historic site. As Coast Alaska's Jacob Resnick reports, complex negotiations secured 150 acres.
Berg Bay lies on the western shores of Glacier Bay, made famous to the outside world by the writings of 19th century naturalist John Muir. But centuries earlier, it had been a major Tlingit population center. Then huge ice sheets forced its inhabitants to relocate south to what's now modern-day Hoonah.
It has a tremendous cultural significance to the Hoonah Tlingit.
Bob Starbard is tribal administrator of the Hoonah Indian Association. He says much of the site is encompassed on a 150-acre parcel that was an original native allotment belonging to the St. Clair family. And 2 years ago, the family put the acreage up for sale. The asking price, $1.7 million.
We knew that there were some development interests on the part of the lodge owners interested in developing, and that was a use that we felt was incompatible.
But financing such a large deal proved difficult. The National Park Service was also interested, but the federal agency found that the asking price exceeded what the government considered fair market value. That's when the Conservation Fund got involved. It's a Virginia-based nonprofit that buys land and deeds it over to agencies for conservation. Brad Micheljohn is the fund's Anchorage-based Alaska representative.
We heard clearly from the park that they wanted to find a creative way to make this happen because of the history of the use of the park by the folks from Hoonah.
The fund partnered with the National Park Foundation, another nonprofit with a similar mission, to buy the property outright for an undisclosed sum. It's since deeded the 150 acres to the federal government to be added to Glacier Bay National Park and Preserve.
The tribe will get special access.
Philip Hoogie is the National Park Superintendent. He authorized inking a formal agreement codifying special rights for the tribe.
And it's been a long road to return that sense of homeland and to have, you know, the Park Service recognize that.
Formal plans will be worked out between the tribe and Park Service each spring. The grassy valley and 2,200 feet of beach along Berg Bay will be for both tribal members and park visitors to enjoy. I'm Jacob Resnick.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by Vision Maker Media's first Indigenous online film festival, an online 5-week-long celebration of American Indian, Alaska Native, and worldwide Indigenous films from August 31st to October 5th at visionmakermedia.org. As an American Indian or Alaska Native, you help elders, young people, and Native businesses when you exercise your right to vote November 3rd. Your vote makes a difference in Washington, D.C. and at home. Go to nativenews.net for more information. Brought to you by the Carnegie Corporation of New York.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.